Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Drive.
The best show in town.
On KFH.
All right, here it is, the rap for Foreigner this week, the musical theme band, Jukebox Hero.
I know this one. Are you proud of me?
I am proud of you.
So we're finally agreeing in this last hour.
Good stuff. Kevin Fry joins us. He is an English teacher at Mays High School, and he is our educator of the day. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Now, I would presume that you're a football fan and maybe even a Chiefs fan. Before we talk about you and your teaching career, do you like the Le'Veon Bell signing for the Chiefs?
I do. I'm a little neutral on it, to be honest, though. I think it's great that we got somebody with experience like Le'Veon, but I guess I'm a little skeptical if he's still got the same bounce anymore. And along with that, I think our O-line is really what's holding us back a little bit right now, even for the running game as well as four-man pressure with the pass game.
Any chance we could get you to host next Friday with me?
Come on down. Come on down, because I've almost had enough of Bob today.
Yeah.
Like, this is one of those days where I've just had enough of Bob.
Kevin, it's good to have you on. You're an English teacher at Mays. You teach 9th through 12th grade. How did you get into teaching? What motivated you to become a teacher?
Well, I think the reality of it is that it was a profession I knew to begin with because both my parents were teachers at elementary level, though. So teaching was kind of in the family, and so you do what you're familiar with to a certain extent. But my path to that sort of thing, actually, I was pre-law at K-State when I started out, and that's not where my heart was leading me. I went to English, then English education at Friends University, graduated there. So it wasn't like some grand plan to follow Pence or even English, any of that. It was just one of those where I allowed myself to follow my heart. And, you know, in terms of the profession, starting it and staying in it, the one thing that I can say is absolutely true about the profession that's kept me with it is it's one of the few jobs I could think of where everybody's gain comes at no one's loss. And I couldn't think of much else that was true that way.
Well, Kevin, with everything going on, obviously, right now with the COVID stuff, how are you handling that? I know you're doing some virtual stuff, which I'll ask you about here in a second, but with kids in the classroom and stuff, how is everybody handling it?
You know, I think across the board, we're doing the best that we can. I think it's a combination of exhausted and thankful. Exhausted in every direction from teacher perspective or administrative and all staff that everything's doubled, tripled work right now. Exhausted on the kids' perspective because they aren't getting that firsthand help that they would hope for all the time, but thankful for the time that we've got together face-to-face. That's why I'm in it, is those relationships with the kids. So if we didn't have that and we were totally remote right now rather than our hybrid system, wow, that'd be so much tougher.
Well, is there anything that you do to maybe that's a little different to maybe get to the kids a little bit, to get their attention, maybe something like with a cat or anything that 2 weeks ago I saw had 700,000 views. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Well, so actually last spring when I went remote, all remote with students, I was trying to get their attention in any way possible. And I figured my love of music and love of pets was a good combination. So I decided to make a few short videos with each of my pets so they wouldn't be jealous, different musical genres, and put that out there for my kids. And so then this fall, I thought, you know, what a good icebreaker with all the students when they come back and I meet them for the first time this fall. So I had them make some videos, and a student of mine was so kind as to make a TikTok video, which I don't even have the app for any of that. And she included part of my video along with her going through the icebreaker assignment. And she sheepishly came to me the next morning, because I guess normally on TikTok she gets maybe one or two views. And in a couple hours, she already had 70,000.
Wow.
And so it took within a week or two, I guess, whatnot, to hit up around 700,000. I have no clue what it is now. But, yeah, so that happened.
That's amazing. Kevin Fry with us from Mays High School. I'm going to ask you a trivia question and see if you can get this right. You good? You good?
All right.
All right. You're from Assyria, Kansas. You went to
Yes, sir.
Southeast of Saline High School. There is a former Wichita State basketball player from Assyria, Kansas. Do you know who that is?
Oh, man.
It's all right, Kevin. He does this to me for like 2 hours, so you're fine.
How old are you, Kevin?
I am 43.
Okay, he's a little before your time, but I just figured you might know since he is also from Assyria. His name is Steve Sjogren.
Okay, yeah, I know the name. Our big, closer to my time frame, was Steve Fritz, who was an Olympian from Southeast.
Absolutely. Yeah, I figured you'd probably know Steve Fritz. Steve
Sjogren. Yeah, no, that one was tougher.
Yeah, so, yeah, Assyria's got some history in sports for sure, and Southeast of Saline absolutely does. Teaching English, you know, I'm a journalist. I like to fancy myself as a writer, but I could not construct a sentence. I was taught that back in the day, but I've forgotten all that stuff. Does that disappoint you?
I think you're doing all right for yourself.
Yeah, but to be able to construct the sentence and to know all those, give us six or seven English terms, okay, that involve sentence structure. I just want to hear the words.
How about we just jump into an elliptical dependent clause? Maybe that revs the engine a little bit, something like that.
Oh, yeah, the old elliptical. Yeah, I use those every once in a while.
That's good stuff.
A long time ago.
Okay, do you diagram sentences for some of your kids and some of your younger kids? Do you still do that?
You know, I actually don't. I have different techniques that I use with them to kind of walk through and map things out. But I do not take them through what some would consider the torture of diagramming.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Go ahead, dude.
That's torture?
It is torture.
Oh, I'm not sure. With Canadian, we use different words.
They don't take English in Canada. They take Canadian.
That's right. Is that wrong? I get confused. Kevin, I'm going to ask you about the Mays Derby game tonight. What do you think? How do you think the boys are going to do?
Oh, I think they're building to it nicely. I think Mays is gonna come out on top with this. They've kind of built the season the right way for them schedule-wise, I would say, having a big rivalry last week that they pulled out against Mays South and with Derby this week and then Hutch next week. I think they're going in the right direction, so I think they're ready for it.
I'm not sure the answer to this question. Has Mays ever beaten Derby?
Listen, Derby
Guys.
Boy.
Guys.
I'm from Derby, by the way. So,
yeah. See, Kevin. See, so we had Joanna Chadwick on earlier from Derby. So the two of them were ganging up on me, and I finally got you on my side here. So I bet I got a bet with Bob tonight. So the Eagles better win, or else I got to go bring them cookies for crying out loud.
Oh yeah.
Now, are you one of the lucky few who gets to attend the game tonight, Kevin?
I did have a ticket extended to me as a staff member, so that's pretty hard to get a hold of these days, but I was lucky enough to have a ticket extended.
Well, that's good. That's good to know. Kevin, we really appreciate you coming on the show. Thanks for everything you and your fellow teachers do. One of the things we wanted to try to do on our show is point a spotlight to educators, because this is a year unlike any other, obviously, and especially for teachers and education. And it's so important that we continue to teach our children during a time where the challenge of doing so is harder than it's ever been. So thanks so much for meeting that challenge enthusiastically, and we appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you so much.
All right, there goes Kevin Fry, English teacher out at Mays High School. Your daughter will be a ninth grader next year?
Yes.
Could have Mr. Fry as an English teacher.
My niece has him as an English teacher.
Your niece, right now. Your niece has him as an English teacher right now.
Yeah.
And how are her grades in English?
Well,
may
I don't
I ask?
I don't know. I have no idea. We should ask Kevin. Maybe I'll maybe
that
we
would
should
put
call
him
back.
On the spot.
Exactly. Her grade, like you said, I'm we're
now
trying
this
to
is
get
a niece from your wife's side of the family.
Well, obviously, Bob.
Well, I'm sure. I'm sure she's doing great.
I'm sure she is.
Dia strikes me as a highly intelligent woman who's made only one real head-scratching blunder in her life.
Yeah, every day she wakes up and wonders about that. Every single day. Poor girl.
Of course we kid.
Absolutely.
I'm sure she is.
But she's probably
as blissful as the day she married.
She's probably having a little giggle, probably thinking, yeah. Yeah, Bob might be a little right on this
No.
one. You don't think so?
Absolutely not.
Oh, I hope so. I hope you're correct.
She beams when she's around you. Of course, that could be the whiskey.
Of course. You're something else. There's something else. Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable.
It just never ends.
It never does.
It's never ending. It's just never ending.
It's me. It's Jeff. It's just. It's.
How did I get roped into this?
I don't know.
How did this happen?
Don't you have better things to do?
Yeah. Like sit on my couch.
Well, yeah, you could be.
Cut the grass. Lots of things.
Lots of things you could be doing, yet here you are.
Here I am.
Getting run through the ringer.
Run through the ringer every Friday for sure. And then you just throw in another day just because you're feeling like it every once in a while.
I think we'll three-man booth this thing next week sometime.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
You love it.
Oh, yeah. I'm back.
Not only do you...
I'm back, baby.
Not only can't you get enough of me, you want to get some Jeff in here, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, I might as well throw it at both of you because you're both going to throw it back.
You're darn right we are. That's what makes this show this show.
Happy days. Happy
then we
days.
Got Max back in the studio irritating us.
Always between breaks. You still go, oh, Tom Brady. Oh, New England. Tom Brady, New England. Oh, Tom Brady.
Well, now it's Tom Brady, Tampa Bay.
Didn't he say, I know, it's either Tom Brady or New England. He's in Tampa. I know he's in Tampa, Max. But you came on earlier and said, if Cam Newton was playing the New England game, they'd have beat him by 2 touchdowns.
And that's, listen, Max is not a believer in the Chiefs. He's not a believer in the Chiefs. That's the way it is. It's just, it's what Max does.
I
We've
know.
Learned to live with it.
Every day, because the man's there every day.
Max, take a day off. No, we're kidding.
No, not. It,
we love having you,
you
Max.
You can. Just make sure I'm not here that day, Max.
I don't want Max to take a day off. Who in the world would step in?
I don't know. That's a good question. Let's hope we never have to ask it.
Yeah, I can't give you an answer because I've never had a day where Max didn't do the show. It's incredible. He's the Cal Ripken Jr. of radio.
Ooh, well played. I like that.
We'll be back in a moment with our final few minutes of the week here on The Drive.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.